Proclamation number 5032 of 3rd of January, 1951. Spiritism. Truth, error. Your thinking is right as long as you want to think correctly in order to come close to me. For as soon as your will is meant for me, you are already living in truth and need not fear any error, because you will immediately recognize it as error. Anyone who fully consciously hands himself over to my guidance can also be certain that I will guide him correctly, thus never to the detriment of his soul. However, spiritual progress also includes the right knowledge, that is, the ability to make a right judgment. In order to sharpen this ability, the human being must also be presented with negative phenomena on which he should apply his ability to judge. For not everything is good that gives itself this appearance. Especially in the end time, a serious examination of everything that is supposed to come from above is necessary, because good and bad forces want to participate in the transformation of the human being, and understandably the latter appear under camouflage, as beings of light, where weak or gullible people receive their expressions. But these weak people are always joined by good people of strong faith, who have a special feeling for the influxes from below, and thus reduce, if not eliminate, the effect of the opposing force. And therefore I bring people together who have united themselves in spiritual striving with the beings of the spiritual kingdom, so that one always serves the other for instruction. Yet I promise my fullest protection against the forces of darkness to every person who desires me. And thus people can certainly be led astray who are only driven by a purely earthly desire to derive benefit for their body from the connection with the spirit world, who therefore have no spiritual striving but only curiosity to quote the spirit world. For they will also hear enough of powerful error without being able to protect themselves against it, for only the human being's innermost attitude, the striving towards me, guarantees protection. And thus everyone should examine himself to what extent he seeks the salvation of his soul, and what kind of desire for knowledge he has. And then he will also be able to answer himself whether and to what extent he stands in truth, and whether his thinking is right. Amen.